I'm watching two guys fight each other with lightsabers in the snow, and this is the lighting of the lightsabers actually works out really well.
I thought you were watching pornography, you degenerate gooner.
No, I never watched porn. What are you talking about?
You posted porn.
He's a good Christian man. He would never.
Yeah.
Not in my Christian Discord.
My bad.
Oh no, this.
Oh, I saw that comment. That was very funny. The different Pixar.
Oh my god!
Oh Jesus fucking Christ! It's a good thing I don't show the fucking video.
We should. We should just have that be the whole time on the screen the whole time.
Oh my fucking god!
Are you drinking Monster, Nick?
Yeah.
It's like 7:30 at night.
I got.
All right, so tonight's episode.
I got more homework to do after this. So
the ooky spooky lights that people think are spirits or fairies and some other half-ass shit.
Mm-hmm. Will-o-wisps.
You can tell I'm coming into this in a purely non-biased perspective.
Non-skeptical.
Yeah, no. You're definitely not a skeptic or anything like that.
No.
It's funny. Like everything I looked up about this stuff, it's either like folklore thinking these are like spirits that didn't go to heaven or hell or whatever, or it's gas.
Bro.
It has to be swamp ass, too.
This, when I was reading about it, reminded me of the Vietnam soldiers that saw glowing lizards in the jungles.
Yeah, but everybody in Vietnam was on LSD, so...
Yeah.
That's true. I will say, there is a Vietnam version of the Will-o-wisps. I don't remember what it's called. There's a Vietnamese version.
They have it all over the world.
It's pretty much all over the world. And I saw a lot of people saying, like, oh, there's no modern sightings in my research.
I saw on the Wikipedia page that there was.
It's completely factually incorrect, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's plenty of modern sightings.
It said that people have seen them up until, like, today.
Yeah.
I find it interesting, though, the depictions of it. They're a lot more they're a lot more wispy than the way people describe them. Because the way people describe them is just glowing balls of light. The way they draw them, they almost look like women. I'm like, I'm not...
Yeah, they look like women or like floating balls of flame that are very like gaseous and wispy.
Yeah.
But I think
if you ever played... If you play World of Warcraft and you die as a night elf or a blood elf, that's what they look like.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I know. I think part of that comes from I think the ball of flame sort of thing comes from the idea that they're swamp gas ignited or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman thing comes from the fact that they might be fairies and like Celtic lore, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't mean like because that's the English lore is that they're fairies essentially. I'm pretty sure. Or, like, souls of the dead, or souls of unbaptized children, stuff like that. Or people escaped from, purgatory. I don't know.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Getting supernatural in this bitch.
It's not real, brother.
Yeah.
Supernatural. I don't know.
It's a matter of, debate.
Everything I looked up, it sounded like now this was a phenomenon from like the 1600s up until the 1900s, basically when people stopped believing in spiritual shit, and then it kind of died away.
I mean, people still believe in spiritual things.
Well, people still see aliens and crap, like, and it's really great.
See people on dating apps all the time that. List their religion as spiritual.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I'm scared to know.
Some of them are witches. Be careful.
Yeah, I'm going to burn them at the stake.
There was a really funny quote.
In Minecraft.
There was a really funny quote. I can't remember what it was exactly, but it was something like women are either... There's a bee involved with a woman. Either she's bi or she's a bitch. Something like that.
All women do is eat hot chip and lie.
And
be bisexual.
All they do is eat hot chip and lie. Jesus Christ.
So, the first English language version of the Will-o-Wisp that we talk about is the Ignis Fatuus? Fatuus? Yep. Fatuus? Who knows? In the Book of Meteors, published in 1563 by William Fulk. That's foolish fire that hurteth not. But, that's a, and then, like, Shakespeare has them in a couple of his plays. But, I've heard that it's, Shakespeare is a knower. Okay. yeah. I heard that it goes back to the 13th century in Europe.
That's what I read on the wiki. Oh, I'm citing that as my source.
yeah, I just whipped into the wiki as well to try and pull up an account here.
It has some pretty good information that's like pretty well sourced.
I remember when we were younger, they said never use like a Wikipedia.
The way I see it, if you check the sources, Wiki's actually
pretty well vetted now.
Yeah, if you check the sources that they're getting all the information from, and they seem pretty like, you know, archival and like official and stuff.
Yeah,
it's really no different than going and finding those sources like by themselves, as long as it's not been edited. Like,
yeah, I mean, the Wikipedia also says the earliest Chinese reference is from the Shang Dynasty on oracle bones, which would be like 1000+ BC.
That's kind of nuts.
So yeah, I mean, look, it's a phenomenon that people have seen throughout time and space, continue to see.
Yeah,
and honestly, one that I would like to see, and I've considered going and seeing the people before in the middle of the night, because people don't realize this, there's just places throughout the country that people visit to go see them, and people have good success. In America, they're more often called like witch lights or spook lights.
Yeah,
most famous would be like the spook lights of Joplin, Missouri, which are really in Oklahoma, but you can see them from like,
what about the ghost lights in Appalachia, I think, too, right?
Yeah, there's one in there. We can go see one. There's one in Jersey, like an hour from us.
Mm-hmm.
Place you can go see them. And yeah, I mean, people see them at night. These are all, it's oftentimes like near roads, obviously, because people just drive up to see them. But like the Joplin one is so consistent that people go there to like from across the country to see them because it's a very consistently appearing light.
Sometimes you have to wonder if someone's setting it up with stuff like that.
You could one of that, but I was reading on the JoplinMissouri.org, which is the official government website of Joplin, Missouri.
Oh yeah, that's reliable.
Well, it's the government's website for Joplin. It's the town's website. The first quote unquote official report was in 1881.
Interesting.
Myth and legend say that it was seen by Indians along the Trail of Tears. So
that would make sense.
Now,
that paranormal and scientific investigators have investigated the Joplin light specifically, including the Army Corps of Engineers, but no one's been able to provide a conclusive answer. There's a bunch of bit of brunch that have been suggested, but nothing conclusive.
You say the Army Corps of Engineers?
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, it's a corps of guys in the Army that are engineers.
Yeah, why are they investigating that?
I don't know.
That's a little strange.
Because they're trying to harness the fifth dimensional energy to create weapons.
There it is. UFOs, man.
Why are they in Antarctica? Who knows? They do. It does tie in with UFOs, actually.
I would assume so.
It always does. Where the fuck does it not?
Well, the reason
it's true. You say that about everything.
So. That is true.
Don't come in here being like everything that's like news, guys. This ties into UFOs. It's like, oh,
documented
shit,
as people actually. See.
Well, the reason it ties with UFOs is because a large amount of UFOs actually are not craft. People just report seeing an odd light, like a ball of light in the sky.
Huh.
Which is, I mean, that is what like
right,
a ball
I mean,
of light in the sky is a UFO. A ball of light in the woods is a will-o-wisp.
And you look at like some of the UFO stuff, right? When people claim they get abducted, they see bright light. So like,
yeah.
I mean, and it's pretty well documented to be associated with fairies, unless, of course, fairies are the fake thing and UFOs are the real thing, and aliens have been visiting us since, you know, way back in the day.
They're all presentations of a phenomenon. you could say. I don't necessarily know if one has to be real or one has to be fake, more so than they're all presentations of the same
thing. I mean, yeah, they don't disprove each other.
Or the same thing, just shrouded by the beliefs of the times. Like, in the world of wonders of, like, the pre-modern world, but, like, so you could be a fairy or something like that, something from another, like, dimension, kind of. Or
they're technically aliens.
Yeah, but now, like, in our materialist, paradigm, as I like to say, we live in a world where the fairy and the supernatural is not possible, but the extraterrestrial coming from far across the galaxy is.
Yeah.
So, and people don't even think to question the galaxy might not be real. Space might not be real. But, we don't even think
about that. What is it, jar theory, where we're like, we're actually just in some fucking someone's like little snow globe on a shelf.
I don't know. I've never heard of that. That sounds unlikely.
I don't know. Or people think that the sky is just the stars are just holes poked in a lid of a jar, like a mason jar.
I'm not trapped in here with you. You're trapped in here with me.
God's keeping us on a shelf for later.
We are inside God's cum jar.
Can we leave that out?
No.
That's disgusting.
That's fine. That's allowed on YouTube.
It is allowed on YouTube.
Unfortunately.
Of course it's allowed on YouTube.
YouTube's a very degenerate place.
Yeah. You say that, but you can't say...
Can't say the
don't even start. I will. I'll fucking ruin this entire recording right here, right now. I will dead man's twitch this motherfucker.
Yeah, you can't. Say the R word.
Let's go back to Will.
You think those guys in the part of the country that's going on right now, not in our part of the country, but the part of the world they're doing shit are fucking crazy with dead man's twitches? I'm fucking doing right now.
That's wild, bro. Anyway.
Okay, let's go back to Will-O-Wisps. The floating balls of light in the woods that Brad thinks are... What do you think they are, Brad?
Swamp gas or drones. See, nowadays I can definitely see them being drones. Definitely. Especially like POV drone. Like a first-person drone flying around, I could totally see that.
Yeah, it could...
Maybe, yeah. I mean, definitely now, but like...
Back then, so here's the thing though. You have to take these historical reports in the frame of mind of the people that are reporting it. So it'd be different. Like nowadays, if somebody sees an airplane, they're like, "Oh yeah, it's a Boeing 747." Yeah. But if some 1840s farmer looks up in the sky and sees a fucking Boeing aircraft fly over their little hut, they're like, "Oh God, it's a giant metal dragon," or it's some kind of chariot from God. So there's a lot of context you have to take.
So are you suggesting that Boeings were flying over the medieval swamps?
I mean, who knows?
Look, if the fucking military industrial complex...
Maybe the Bermuda Triangle is a time-traveling...
Yeah. I mean, so here's... Okay, I'm going to rant here for a second. It's absolutely... I just thought about this. It'd make perfect sense that the Air Force is testing secret aircraft in the past, because nobody has any way of recording it.
How does that make perfect sense?
You're telling me that...
that would mean that time travel has to make perfect sense. It fully exists.
And it doesn't?
And then you're telling me that it makes perfect sense that the Air Force is testing weapons in the past.
Yeah! I mean, they found radioactive rocks and shit in India. That they think that there that I've seen ancient aliens people say, "Oh yeah, the Martians and Neptunians had a nuclear war in India."
Do you guys know what shungite is?
The Martians and the Neptunians.
Shungite these nuts.
That's on like a schizophrenic. No, right now.
I was watching a video on this rock called shungite. It's like a carbon based rock. it's kind of like similar to coal, but it doesn't have a certain percentage of something to be able to like be used as like fuel, like to like burn.
Yeah.
So it's like a
shame.
It's like it's supposed to block EMF and 5G.
We're talking about 5G now, brother.
So maybe they're using Shungite and five and to, you know, time travel.
Look,
I don't know.
I just bought a brand new phone for my graduation present. All right, do I have to like wall in my house with Shungite?
Yeah, you should put Shungite in the
please don't. In reality, it doesn't block it any more like than your like actual clothes probably do, right?
Okay,
so. As far as I could tell, or like a phone case. It's wild. Well, crystal people are weird.
This is getting wild.
Crystal people are weird. Dude, you're ruining my vibes, man. My chunk of Azerite sitting in the corner needs to vibe more.
I gotta go lick my salt lamp. You just killed my vibe.
Dude, I'm gonna change the vibes permanently. It's a weird.
I got a couple vibe changers, actually.
Yeah.
And check your vibe with a real cool crystal of meth.
maybe it's witches summoning spirits.
That's something people suggested. I'm not going to put it out. I don't think witches are summoning spirits like every other day in Joplin, but you know it's possible.
Well, it is Missouri, so God knows what the fuck they're doing in Missouri.
Yeah, who knows?
We know a guy out there. We could try and figure out a way to message him.
He'd probably just shoot that
by pigeon or something. Like, he might shoot the pigeons out of the air. We could get through the, you know, we could get we could send like groundhogs under his house with like notes tied to him.
I was gonna say explosives,
when he shoots the groundhogs, he'll go up to, and he'll see the notes and he'll read them. That might be the only way through to him though. So, I don't know. I mean, I think something like this that's been being seen for so, like, this to me is one of the, like, few, like, no-brainer, like, paranormal sort of things, just because it's so well attested historically and currently.
Yeah, but just because it shows up repeatedly in history doesn't mean it's real. It just means a lot of people have the same idea. It's the same thing with people be like, oh, there's countries and societies all over the world that have made pyramid-shaped towers, therefore aliens are involved. No, that just means that everybody in the world figured out if you stack shit correctly, it can look like a fucking pyramid.
Actually, Brad, that's an indicator of the spread of Atlantean civilization.
That's true,
on a whole other episode.
I just spit over my...
I have, like, Atlantis and Mu and stuff like that. Recorded in the Bible, potentially, as well.
Oh, the Bible. Which version of the Bible?
All of them, considering that most versions have relatively minor differences.
Yeah. All of them. I was waiting for you to say all of them, considering mine's the true one. Anybody else who reads any other one's a heretic. I was seriously waiting on that. I was waiting on the shoe to drop, be like, oh yeah, them fucking Protestant motherfuckers.
I am a Protestant.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
he'd be shitting on Catholics.
Yeah.
Catholics.
Or the Orthodox, as I talked to Riley about pretty frequently. No, I mean, you know, there's minor differences in some, and then the Catholics and the Orthodox are the, you know, insane for including the Apocrypha, but, you know.
Nothing wrong with the Apocrypha.
A lot wrong with the Apocrypha, Nick, and we can talk about this for like an hour and a half if you want, or we can move on with the show.
Okay, we can move on with the show.
But, what do you call it? Yeah, I mean, I don't think that the, different civilizations came up with the same, like, myth is a very valid theory, unless one of two things, either the world is younger than it seems, and the split between different people groups goes back much less far than we think it is, and so they would all have the same myths in like not in living memory, obviously, but like in like cultural memory, or there's much more like contact between worldwide people groups than we previously believed.
That one I can believe, because I read a couple books about how I read a bunch of books how people in Malaysia could have gotten to like Australia because the seas would have been lower and there would have been more islands between Asia and Australia, so shitty boats can actually get, get from the mainland Australia. I can buy that. I absolutely can buy that. Maybe. That's
you still have the issue of people getting to North and South America. Which I don't discount the fact that the Phoenicians may have, but
I mean the Vikings got here, the Chinese apparently got here, everybody's got here.
Well, I don't think there's no proof that the Chinese got here. There's no proof at all the Chinese got here. As far as I know. But the Phoenicians, there may be some proof for them getting here before, you know, like before, I mean, I'm saying got here like during the time of like ancient Greece. Vikings got to Newfoundland and I believe it was Newfoundland in like 1021 or something like that. But
then we got Trailer Park Boys.
What a legendary
show. Well, the Canadians are just fucking all just inbred morons. I don't know what to tell you about that.
If it weren't for the
you ever watched Letterkenny?
Vikings. Yeah,
it's a good show. Also about fucking Canadians.
If it weren't for the Vikings, we wouldn't have Bubbles' accent, so it's fine.
That's true, yeah.
Them finding,
I don't know, guys.
Laying the groundwork, I guess, for, I mean, not really doing anything, but, you know, laying the spiritual groundwork for the creation of Canada as a state. But, I think that if something appears throughout cultures and throughout history as much as something like a Will the Wisp does, you really have to take it and say, okay, well, something's going on here. It can't all just be your weird, like, the like academic idea that humans will just create a mythos for things, and that humans are also innately similar, that they'll all create the same mythos, even if they live in different parts of the world.
It's the same as humans aren't that simple. People think that, like, one of the Abrahamic religions is completely true because of how many similarities it like a lot of older religions share, right? So,
well, just the fact that I think one of the biggest ones is the fact that the majority of cultures have a blood myth.
Yeah.
And that there's analogies to a lot of the stuff in the also, like, cultures and other religions.
Records that go back like all the way to Mesopotamia of like a
bajillion
demons and stuff, yeah. Like,
demons are a time-honored tradition, believing in demons.
I say one of the Abrahamic religions so that people don't get mad.
Basically, it's Christianity. If you're a Jew, you're wrong. If you're a Muslim, you're wrong.
That's what I was trying to avoid.
I'm just saying it.
This is all opinion.
Everything that Connor says it is a solitary opinion does not reflect the individual personalities on this podcast.
That way I
everywhere. You're both taking
that way I don't get death threats from Muslim people or Jewish people for that
they
matter.
They can send me death threats.
I'm actually more afraid of Jewish people right now, to be honest.
And you're concerned with what I'm saying. I'm afraid of Jews. We're talking about paranormal. I don't know why we're not talking about when Nick's afraid of Jews. We're getting there.
I'm not going to say why, but those who know, know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Brad, do you have any more skeptic stuff to say?
I'm thumbing through Twitter right now. So, like, the thing with the whole, like, lights, balls of light shit is everything else we've gone over, I can see a realistic probability of actually occurring because there's just unexplainable things, but I just cannot buy spirit balls around flying around in the sky. I just can't. There's just something I'm unable to...
They're not in the sky, they're on the ground.
Well, on the ground, in the sky, floating around,
Yeah.
Everywhere,
all around us.
Like I said, you got to look at the stuff in the context of the time it's reported. A lot of people back in the day, when this was in the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th, and the early 19th century, they believed in a lot of spiritual religious stuff. So they automatically equated a bunch of things that we can explain nowadays to gods and demons and whatnot. And now I just, I don't know.
But what about the people seeing it in Joplin on like a weekly basis?
Yeah, those people are there. It's in Missouri. They're probably high on fucking fentanyl or something.
All over to see it. They smoke meth. Going to see it.
I'm not going to disc. I'm not.
I've met someone who smoked meth before.
Thank you.
I have family that smokes meth.
I'm not going
to
discount.
Doesn't do good things to you, that's for sure.
I'm not going to discount the possibility of it happening because I'm not arrogant enough. I'm not arrogant enough to sit here and say it can't happen because I fucking say so. It's just one of those things where you have to look at, oh, well, these people see it on a regular basis. Okay, well, maybe there's some kind of unidentified bug flying around. Maybe there's some kind of. There was a video I watched where people were, oh, it could be like, it could be moss on an owl flying around, but it doesn't make any sense because an owl moves too linearly. And it could be, you know, fireflies, but only the females, some kind of bug. Only the female variant of this bug glows, but it doesn't fly around. Yeah, glowworms. Like, there's. I'm not discounting the fact that it could be a thing. It's just there's so many other things in my mind. You know, the classic UFO thing of swamp gas. I know everybody rolls their eyes when they say that, but when you have circumstances set right, swamp gas can be a thing that does create these kind of things.
It doesn't exhibit the movement qualities that this stuff exhibits.
Right, but
I don't know. You'd have to examine it in like a controlled environment.
Yeah, we'd have to be able especially nowadays. Like I can't go back and punch the guy in the face that reported this in 1620. But nowadays,
I don't know. According to you, you could because the military has time travel technology.
Well, I don't have access to that time travel technology, dickhead.
Or you can go to a base and get access.
Let me just go.
Just wait until someone leaks all that information on War Thunder. You could build your own time machine.
That's true.
Well, no, the Russians would just try to do it and then fuck something up, and we end up in like the Halo universe where the flood's a real thing.
We probably already have. Let's be honest. That's probably why the timeline is so messed up right now.
Well, it's only our perception of it being messed up. This just could be according to the universe's plan or whatever.
It's all according to plan. Time is non-linear. It's fine.
Yeah. But it's especially nowadays. If somebody records this shit on a modern day phone and they're not stupid, there's clearly details that could be picked up from the video. And if nothing else, the guy could just fly a drone into the area and scoot around and look at this shit. If this location in Joplin, Missouri, is such a hotspot for this shit where people go there as a tourist. You should be able to fly a drone in there and see this shit on the regular.
We should try that.
You do. I don't know if people film it, but actually, I wonder if there's video. There might be.
Like that. If there's seriously no video of this, like that's a major red flag because this just turns into, oh, Billy Bob Joe Bean told me while he was hitting from the moonshine, he saw fucking faces in the woods.
Bro, they're drinking absinthe in the woods and they're fucking looking at lights. That sounds
like
epic.
maybe the Native Americans are.
I hate to break to you. There's a bunch of video of this stuff.
I didn't say there wasn't. I'm just saying, like, is it iPhone 4S potato quality?
I'm looking.
Because if it is, then it's like congratulations, you've recorded sandpaper on film.
Daily Mail UK is not working. Let me.
No, yeah, don't. Okay, first off. Do not go anywhere near Daily Mail UK. All right, that's all basically right. A fucking tabloid. It is a tabloid.
Here's YouTube.
They have some pretty good articles about why politicians should be trusted, and you know,
yeah,
I think I believe them.
Princess Diana was assassinated because she was a lizard person.
That's true.
I don't know. This is one of those things where I'm just highly skeptical of because it seems so mystical and druidy and shit. I can't buy it just on face value.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a good video from 2 days ago.
Okay.
I'm putting it in. Timestamp like 3 minutes or so, 3:10 maybe. Three Yeah, just go 309 on that video. That is a video of the Japanese spook light, and they even have somebody drive up the road to confirm it's not like headlights or something like that.
Okay.
And there's a radio tower light in the background as well. That they point out as it contrasting with.
Why are they red though?
What do you mean? Why are they red?
I thought these things were usually blue.
That's a misconception. That's a misconception. They're usually blue in folklore, but in like when people see them like in real life, they're often a variety. Oh my god! Colors.
Not to make fun of the lady, but she's got a real lazy eye.
I didn't even notice.
So what am I looking at? Is it the yellow light?
Oh my god!
Boy, there's one.
I don't want to make fun of her, but damn.
At the very beginning, there's a still shot of the grainiest fucking thing possible.
Are you actually watching the video from where I said it starts the video? From 309? Yeah, it's
KOAM.
It's not a still shot.
Let me pull this up.
It's very clearly not a still shot.
Oh, no, yeah, no, it's not.
So you're talking about this little amber orb thing at 317?
Yes. I believe, okay. Yeah, let me do a look. Yeah, and then they have the car drive through that shows it's not the same light, and it's much higher than the car would be. And it's clearly changing its luminosity and its size in that video.
Hmm. Okay, I mean, that's fine.
But that's one of the things people go to see. And obviously, like, the folklore is you shouldn't follow it because it'll kill you or whatever. It'll lead you in the swamps and you'll never be seen again.
Yeah, they do tell you not to follow things like that, huh? Fae Trap.
But also, people, Fae Trap are just, like, the trickster archetype where they just trick you into the swamp and they're like, haha, you got lost.
Haha, you're stuck in the swamp now.
Duck it. Run away. But, Yeah, I mean, still, though, there's, like, there's people that have literally touched it. That's why it's in that passage I mentioned earlier.
So what happened to her eye?
It's not hot. So what happened to what?
So what happened to her eye?
Nick doesn't give a shit about this. He's talking about this poor woman's eye.
It might be. She followed it too far with her eyes and the eye disappeared. But no, I mean, yeah, but people like have touched it allegedly, and allegedly it's cold to the touch. It's not hot.
Yeah, that's what this
would also preclude swamp class. Or not.
That's what this chick in this video is talking about. Apparently, like ran through her and now she's cold.
Yeah, that sounds good. She's gonna die in 3 years.
I mean, that's interesting that there's that's a decent video, but I would still, I am a naturally skeptical person. I see this, which is fine. So it looks like it exists. It's just,
I get you're a naturally skeptical person. I just still think that sounds really funny after you're suggesting that the Air Force is a time machine and they're testing weapons in the past.
Well, yeah, because that's real. That's more realistic experience. That's
more realistic.
You're not winning this argument. I'm going to continuously move the goalposts until you just
I feel like I'm being gaslit.
Man, I don't know if I believe this whole Bigfoot stuff. But time machines.
Time machine. Did you see the video I put in here about that airplane shot of that dude of that supposed Sasquatch setting?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I dove deep on that, and it's completely fake.
Yeah, apparently that guy just does that.
Yeah.
He dresses up his Bigfoot and walks by like a...
Like trains or something.
Yeah, like trains. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a touring train, like an old steam engine type train that they use for tours.
Yeah, I also watched that video Nick put in. It's very, very funny.
Ryan Long.
We would have discussed what it's about, but
Ryan Long is so funny.
He's an interesting fella, one could say.
Yeah.
In this case, this fella.
I typically
this fella says fella.
Fella. Ernest kind of guy that comes home and he's like, "Oh, honey, check the ticker for the stock market exchange. It's only going up."
I don't know. What else can we say about the will of the
wish? What I'd like to see with this, though, is if this is such a, if this phenomenon in this location is such a repeatable occurrence, I want to see thermal, I want to see EM readings, I want to see, like, a shit ton of stuff done with this. Because if this is such a demonstrable recurring thing, that should be an easy feat. You should be able to pull up and fucking shoot this thing with, like, LiDAR and infrared. And
it's weird to me that we have it. Unless the... Well, we did say that the U.S. Army was taking a look at it.
Yeah, who knows what the Army did, but...
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, this is such a repeatable thing. That, it's not like the Army is going to be like, oh, you can't take that reading because you're going to discover our super secret stealth suit shit. No.
Yeah.
Just... You can buy it, it's not cheap, but you can buy a thermal optic for a rifle and point it at the thing and look, and if there's something there, it should show up.
I've heard that we're actually... Some of those UFO sightings on the, like, naval ships and stuff, apparently very well might have been U.S. military, like, working with, like, infrared and, like, holographic shit to, like, set up, like, decoys or something like that. Allegedly. Don't know how true that is.
I have no idea. I'm completely down for the idea that the Tic Tacs are U.S. tech.
Yeah, I mean,
it's interesting why there hasn't been like as in depth of a study on like the squeak lights as you know could be expected or hoped for.
I don't know.
We need to do the American thing. We need to do the American thing and take a like a 9mm and a 5.56 shoot at it.
I agree.
You
actually,
you guys want to be the first to do that?
What if we just shoot a fairy and it just drops dead?
Yeah, let's bring like thermal turns stuff. Into mush. I'll bring my Glock and we can just like shoot it.
Fucking shoot up like
we can record it, like and then I'll go out there with the Glock and I'll just blow it away.
Just shoot up
like the fucking Predator and like sit in a tree line and just start shooting at the sky with a bunch of trees.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I would love it to be a drone and it just fucking explode and then the like we just get walked up on by the fucking game warden or something and be like, yo, what the fuck?
Well, it's Missouri, so they're probably used to that shit. If you're gonna
feller, do you want a cigarette? And he's like, yeah, that's good. Well, you want Marlboro or American Spirit? Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, this is an untread path. We could be the first. We could be the ones who conquer the spook light.
Or we start an interdimensional war with the fucking reptilians.
We already have.
Which species?
That's right.
Oh my god!
Which species?
Aren't the didn't we watch that documentary and the guy was saying that the lights were there to help us?
Well, maybe, there's always people
but you
that
mean
say that.
We should rewatch that and do a whole episode of that.
We should, yeah.
That was an excellent documentary. It was hilarious. But then like the second one was terrible.
Yeah. Wasn't so, it? Something Jewish space lasers. That's all I remember from it.
Didn't the guy like claim he was like a space marine or something like that?
Probably, yeah. I mean, there the people in Above Majestic were claiming that they were stolen by lizards and taken to underground tunnel systems.
Yeah, and they fought like who did? I don't think it was underground. Yeah. I thought it was. Wasn't it like underground tunnel systems, but like on like asteroids or like on the moon or something like that?
No, that was the one where he's like, you take an elevator mm-hmm. down into the Earth and you show up on Mars.
Right, that one.
I think it's the same guy that claimed that the California wildfires were started by lasers from like the
Jewish
like...
space lasers.
Well, no, that's different.
Is that a different thing?
The Jewish space lasers. There was a woman who claimed that Jewish space lasers brought down the Twin Tower. on a date that cannot be named.
Why does it always come back to this, man?
I think every single
these people are insane. What the fuck?
This is the Jewish space laser you post I saved on Twitter.
It's all connected, man.
This literally says reports indicate a tense standoff in low orbit between a fleet of Jewish space lasers and Elon Musk's third Starlink division. NPR reports that both entities are claiming rights to pop the Chinese surveillance balloon.
Whoa.
Okay, so, all right. I know this is a kind of off topic from the spook lights thing, and since we've been mentioning Jewish space lasers so much, I did see a video today that kind of ties into Jewish space lasers, where the Jews might actually have space lasers now. I saw a video of a Hamas rocket fired at Israel where they allegedly, for the first time, successfully used laser systems to bring down the rocket.
Yeah, they made a laser.
You see, like, a beam of, like, laser go out, and you see a rocket explode in the middle of the sky.
They made a laser version of the Iron Dome.
Yeah, they made, like, the freaking laser dome. It's like, a raid, but...
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's great. So, spook lights are, Yeah, spook lights.
So are you...
Spook lights are just Jewish space lasers.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna tie this together here. Are you insinuating that the state of Israel is using their orbital laser system like somebody would use a laser with a cat, and they're dragging it across the fucking forests of Missouri to fuck with people?
Yep.
I'm actually insinuating that they're bouncing them off mirrors that we have positioned around
the pyramids are.
Right below the firmament. Then they hit the vertex of the pyramid.
Yeah.
And they bounce to drop
the vertex.
The vertex, right?
What the fuck?
I know triangles have vertexes. I'm assuming a pyramid's top is called a vertex, right?
Oh my god. I believe it would be...
Oh, yeah, I guess it's an apex because it is. Yeah, it is 3D.
Yeah.
The apex of the pyramid. Sorry, I'm retarded. It's fine. You didn't have to bleep that out, bud.
Sorry!
I'm just going to leave it in. I've heard people say retarded on...
I hear it on YouTube all the time.
So... I don't.
Yeah, have you heard somebody say Nick?
even that little section there, like, it's just too close.
Oh, my name's Nick, so if it's too close, then
I've heard people say Nick. Yeah, I've heard people say Nick. Yeah.
What's wrong with saying Nick?
Yeah, nothing. No, but
what the fuck's wrong with saying Nick?
Nothing. No, but that's really the theory. I do have a weird, like, radical theory about the Willy Wisps, right?
Mm.
Okay.
We'll discuss right off this ad from Blue Chew.
we would get sponsored by Blue Chew.
Dude, everyone gets sponsored by Blue Chew.
You want to put a penis fucking supplement?
I actually wouldn't do a sponsor from Blue Chew. I would reject their sponsorship. We're never getting sponsored, but we can talk about this.
We're definitely not getting sponsored by them now.
I'll fucking shill Raid Shadow Legends. Fuck it, I don't care.
I'll show Raid. I won't show Blue Chew. But what do you call it? No, my weird theory that I have some reason to think is possibly true, at least in some cases, but won't discuss why. For the sake of anonymity. Anonymity for people is that it doesn't explain why they appear where they appear. Like, why is Joplin such a place for these things? But that it's actually people having out-of-body experiences and projecting themselves as will-o'-wisps in the forest.
Astral projection. Let's go.
Astral projection. Yeah,
We've gone from one side of this to the other.
We're going straight to astral projection right now.
I read a book by a guy that claims to have done astral... Duh, gotcha, just because I'm from Ohio doesn't mean I can't read.
I don't believe...
Oh, I disagree with that entirely.
I read a book by a guy who claims to have done a bunch of that shit for the military from the 60s to the 90s. Where the fuck is that? I'm on my Kindle app trying to find the fucking book out of the thousands I have on my Kindle app. Jesus God.
I will say, I'm not talking about intentional astral projection. I think it is unintentional.
Oh, yeah. Project Stargate. Joseph
McMungle. I can believe that.
You know, I read this, and a lot of people say it's bullshit. I mean, if this is bullshit, he wrote this really well. I mean, it's... Mm-hmm. It definitely... Like I said, it's one of these things you have to take with a grain of salt, because it's something that's not... It's not, you know, scientifically proven or whatever, but just because it's not scientifically proven doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's the same thing where people are like, oh yeah, well, science disproves that. It's like,
we say if science disproved all of it, we wouldn't have a podcast.
Yeah.
So
I read it on Twitter that some scientists said it's bullshit, but
yeah. I also read it on Twitter that the Bible
I've read a lot of things on Twitter.
The Bible says not to drink, but Jesus turned water into wine, so
yeah, I mean, Jesus actually drank wine. Or
checkmate Bible, atheists.
So. Yeah, checkmate atheists. Go die.
Dude, they literally, this is completely non what we're talking about. They made two skins for Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone that have to do with Diablo 4. So there's a Lilith and an angel fucking skin. These people are fucking insane.
Does tie in though, because people think that spooklights are devils.
That's interesting.
I don't think that's what it is.
No, probably not. They don't usually manifest themselves like that. So.
Not as spooklights. No. To what Brad was saying, like, yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with the whole, like, either that book is well written. I've never read it, or it's real. And I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff about like that sort of thing. The astral projection, like the military, like the CIA in the 60s.
I mean,
and like it's just as real. And also the
was it MK Ultra?
I don't think that's the same thing, but similar.
MK Ultra was more mind control.
Yes, mind control. They kind of tie in because they're all connected to psychic ability. As
right,
that's like kind of jumped in as. You can kind of tie MK Ultra and the mind control with astral projection and with remote viewing. I think remote viewing probably has the most
scrying.
Yeah, essentially scrying, which has the most like legitimacy to it. In that there's like declassified CIA documents about it with like detailed instructions on how you would go about teaching yourself to do it.
CIA trying to make people go crazy.
Possible.
Yeah, 70 milligrams of LSD, baby. Let's fuck
you. They kind of wild, man.
Yeah, they say they actually don't prescribe drugs in any of the documents. And you're gonna say it's fake. You're gonna say it's fake until I astral project myself into your house and see my head floating above your bed in the middle of the night.
Isn't that like?
Well, how am I supposed to dap you up if it's only your head?
There's a lot of things you can get that head.
Project a arm. No.
I got castle doctrine in this state, bitch. I'll just shoot you.
That's great. We don't have castle doctrine, and Nick doesn't have a gun, so yeah, we can't shoot.
I have a knife.
Yeah.
If I were to stab your astral projection, would it do anything?
I think I could just fizzle out before you could stab me.
No, it's like fucking
Is it like mirror image?
It's like turning on God. It's like turning on God mode in GTA 5 and flying around the map.
Yeah, okay. I'm on another level too. Whereas, like, you would stab at me and I would reappear behind you.
I didn't know you.
I'm scrying, man.
Nothing personal, kid.
I didn't know you were part of Shadow Wizard Money Gang, dog. My bad.
I am. I'm a certified spells. Member of the. Shadow Wizard Money Gang. I do love casting spells.
I saw this. I think it was an Instagram reel. Of it's like the picture of a fucking wizard, and the voiceover is just, "I cast testicular torsion," and then it's like this horrible fucking flesh noise of like, screaming.
Wizards were real, and you they don't target my balls.
Vietnam flashbacks when you had testicular torsion.
Yeah, that shit was wild. I could do a whole episode on that shit.
I could do a whole episode. Oh fuck! Oh fuck!
We haven't done that yet, though.
No, we're not.
So what are we going to do? Are we going to do the Patreon episode where we get a Ouija board and try to summon a succubus?
No.
I'm good, Doug. If you want to do
that,
you can.
If you want to do that on your own time, I wouldn't recommend it if you can, but, you know.
Understand that a lot of the, like, books and stuff that detail summoning demons also require you to, like, make yourself psychotic, essentially, by doing a lot of drugs.
Well, it's like reading, the Anarchist Cookbook. It's been fucked with by the CIA and FBI so many times at this point that you're just gonna blow yourself up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is that we had on this?
I don't know. I mean, I think we
do 10 more minutes.
Not an hour,
just kind of unpack it. We're almost there.
Yeah. I mean,
10 more minutes. Okay. Let me end everybody's career real quick.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I do think that it is likely that a portion of them at least are people, like astral projecting themselves or having out of body experiences unintentionally. Probably people on large doses of some sort of drug.
I was gonna say the prevalence of just like people going out in the middle of the woods and taking like LSD and shit and like DMT. I mean, like if that something like that is real, I could see that being a thing.
Yeah. Especially something like DMT, where it's clear you're tapping into something beyond your own realm.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've never done hallucinogenics, so I wouldn't know, but...
I don't know. I've heard different things. Because I know there's different, like, types of... Or not different types, like, different... What is it, like, different purities of, like, DMT and stuff? Right?
Are there? I have no idea. I don't know.
I thought so. Really. So I know there's different types of, like, LSD... And stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah, that. There's different types of.
But I figure there'd be like different ways of consuming DMT as well.
Well, so I mean, ayahuasca is DMT. Ayahuasca is DMT. When you smoke, it's like a 15-minute high, or right. 15-minute trip, because they don't call it a high. It's different. Ayahuasca is a 4-hour trip.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
4 hours, but people feel like they lived a lifetime on that shit too. That's the.
People feel like they live a lifetime on the 15 minutes, but...
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, yeah, no, ayahuasca's a drink.
Oh, okay.
And DMT smoke.
Yeah. So, okay.
Same thing with things like salvia, even though salvia is not a hallucinogenic.
Salvia lasts a very short time, does it not?
Five minutes, but you can live a lifetime. That's a dissociative, though.
Yeah.
So that's one of the ones where you don't realize that you're high.
Interesting.
You think that you're like we've talked about this in like 3 or 4 or 5 episodes or whatever, where it's like witches would do dissociatives accidentally and think right. They were like witches.
One day we'll do the witch episode.
Yeah, and one day we'll do dissociatives.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, obviously.
True.
Yeah,
maybe here's how we tell: we have one of us smoke DMT, right? We go out in the middle of the woods and try and astral project. And if the orbs show up, then we were right.
I have 100% foolproof method of astral projection. You take a bunch of drugs, you put a Glock in your mouth.
Well, Nick, if we were to do this, we have to be one of the two of us, because I don't think we're meeting up with Brad anytime soon to do this little experiment.
Yeah.
I'll drive you on the Pine Barrens if you want to smoke DMT.
Trying to get me thrown out of my house?
Maybe. I don't think I'm going to smoke DMT. But, yeah, we'll bring good old, I won't say his name for the sake of anonymity on the podcast, but we'll bring your boy with you.
Oh, big homie. Big
Andrew
homie.
Tate.
We'll get big homie to smoke the DMT, and we'll just watch on.
I know a couple people who have smoked DMT around here.
So. Yes, so do I.
I don't recommend it, because every time that like I've talked to them about it, they're like, it was terrifying. I'm like, oh, that's
yeah, it's horrifying, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's our bit.
Yeah, you just start wrapping it up.
4 extra minutes, but yeah, we can start wrapping up. I don't know.
4 minutes. I got 4 minutes to go over my fucking diatribe about how much I hate people.
Well,
yeah, we can just wrap it up. I mean, that's, you know, that's fine.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
This episode on spook lights and will the wisps.
Create
your own decisions, your own opinions on it.
I was gonna say, yeah,
but also recognize they are astral projections of fairies.
Do not think for yourself, listen to the television, eat the bugs, listen to your local government.
I feel like we don't say this enough at the end of the episodes, but yeah, people should go do their own research, because anything that we say is not, like, always 100% going to be completely correct, and also it could be disputed by other sources, so...
That's true. Also, a lot of things we say are jokes and don't actually reflect our beliefs.
Yeah.
Like, stuff about, like, I don't think any of us actually believes there are Jewish space lasers.
No.
But, you know...
But it's funny. It's a funny concept.
It's not clear to me whether Brad actually believes the Air Force is traveling back in time.
Yeah, that one's unclear.
Brad will admit whether it's clear or not.
That's something I'm not going to admit to. You're going to figure that out on your own.
I like the ambiguity of that.
So that's interesting. Yeah. So, yeah. He's not joking.
So they're just basically just making shit up now.
I mean, we could. We could lie about everything on here and people would believe it.
You tell me that people that make podcasts don't lie. You tell me that there's people out there that make podcasts that talk bullshit. Nope. I don't believe
there are, but we don't, because we actually do research. And we try to get things right.
I never get things right. I just come on here to bullshit for fucking an hour and a half.
You're useless.
So. I don't know. It's a good time to just come on here and talk about random shit.
Yeah, this is very not much, just not a very educational place, but no. it's a very interesting, it's an interesting place.
I
one could say it is an auditory hallucination.